Cadillacs. Oh, my friends think I'm nuts when they meet you, but they're gonna learn I'm no dummy when I retire at 17 with your dad, dear old daddy's money. Train in its tracks, but now I can't hold you tight enough since I saw your dad's new Cadillacs. My friends think I'm nuts when they meet you, but they're gonna learn I'm no dummy when I retire at 17 with your dad. Every dollar brings us closer together.
Thank you. Yes, Revving It Up with Taz. That is the Hillbilly Hellcats. Wow, from 1996. What a great record that was. Rev It Up with Taz. He had Taz, the original drummer for Reverend Horton Heath. And man, it sounds like a Reverend Horton Heath record, but it is actually the Hillbilly Hellcats. And some of the stuff they did is actually better than Horton Heath, is my opinion. Benny Joy doing Money Money. Yeah, nice old rockabilly. And then from Mad Magazine, Mike Russo, Her Dad's Got Money, Cha-Cha-Cha. And we started with F. Folden Money, called Baloo. And you listen to Zombo right here. We got about an hour to go. And it is all about the money today. The top of the hierarchy pyramid of needs. And man, I tell you. I should play this next. I think that's where I'm feeling right now. I'm going to change it up here because I just felt like this is nice. Fat White Family Tastes Good With The Money is a really nice tune. It just basically just says, you know, just how everything tastes better with money. That is correct. I hate to sound materialistic, but that's just this is the hand we're dealt. You know, and whoever dealt it, smelt it. And sorry we can't be a benevolent society. Helps everybody out. Everybody gets an equal share. You know, everybody gets a fair shake. Why, that just sounds downright communism. And real communism never really existed. You know, the stuff that they call communism wasn't really communism. It was oligarchy stamped out as communism. Basically, a bunch of folks at the top get a bunch of stuff, and then everybody else gets an equal amount of practically nothing. Enough not to revolt, you know? It never, yeah, basically, if you look at like, and then basically, honestly, you know, the whole thing, the idea of a commune, and that sounds boring. Sounds like a lot of work. A lot of work. Everybody's got to work to get something. I don't know. And right now, so that actually leads me to next week. Because next week, I mean, slavery's never went away. I mean, it just, they put a different hat on it and they tuck it away somewhere. I mean, the reason why we got an iPhone or that's not $10 million is because it's been made by slave labor. Clothes, everything. Don't kid yourself. You know, it's sad, and it is the way. But the world has always been a brutal, horrible place, more horrible and more brutal for some folks than others. You know, and it's hard. It's hard not to feel guilty. It's hard not to say, wow, you know. If we were a better race of people, it wouldn't be this nasty. But, you know, that is, benevolence and kindness has pretty much been eradicated over the centuries from human beings. We had a little bit of it, and there's still a little bit floating around, you know. But basically, you know, that's what happens. Hey, that's some nice land here. Yeah, you want some? Yeah, you can have a little bit of it. And then they just take everything and then murder you and all your ancestors. There you go. That's how that works. Hey, you know, what can you expect? I mean, all countries have been founded like that, not just this one. It's just always the guns, germs, and steel. That's what does it, man. You know? But there's a shining star in all of this. That is right. And that's the goodwill. Oops, sorry. I choked on that one. The goodwill. Donate your stuff to the goodwill and do good. That's right. And while you're doing good, you're making the CEO of Goodwill a buttload of money. How about that? It all works out pretty cool. You know, give those designer jeans away. That's right. Someone else is going to buy them, put them on eBay, and they'll make a lot of money. The stuff that you donate to Goodwill, that's a sad thing. So, oh man, who wants this dumb old guitar from the 1980s? I mean, that thing doesn't even work. Put that on eBay. Some dope will give you like $3,000 for it. You know, think before you donate to the Goodwill, at least go and see if you can make some money auctioning it off somewhere. Put it on Craigslist or something. You know, because it is easy, you know, dump it off to the Goodwill. And you always put extra stuff in the box too, you know? Oh, I got these old pans that, man, these pans don't, this knife, that all the handles fell off these. Just throw that in the box for the Goodwill. How about this? Oh, man, I never could get that poop stain out. Just put that on the Goodwill. You know, there might be a few. How about these books? I read these books already. By the way, like the last couple pages, I kind of spilled some coffee on, so the end is ruined. Just put that in the Goodwill box. So, yeah, that's actually some people supplement that for their trash. I just can't bear to put this in the trash in the landfill. I'll give this to Goodwill. And they'll put that in the trash in the landfill, but it'll alleviate some of my guilt. And where does all this garbage go? This is such an unsustainable, you know, system we have here. Just from the idea of the amount of garbage we make. It's crazy. I mean, and it just disappears. You know, we roll it out to the curb, and it just goes somewhere else. Out of sight, out of mind. But man, it is unbelievable. It is unbelievable the amount of garbage human beings make. You know, it is something, ain't it? We're good at that. We're good garbage. Like such an inefficient machine. You know, like if you look at like turtles or this and that, they eat, they poop, they swim, they procreate, boom, they swim around some more, and they're turtles. Us, it's like, well, we need all of this stuff. We need all this extra stuff. And this extra stuff just turns. And I look, there's so many things you have in your house that you go, yeah, I'm going to use that someday. I'm going to use that someday. And that someday never comes around, and it ends up like going in your estate sale or like in the a landfill instantly. You ever clean somebody's house out that just died? You ever find the stuff that was important to them? You know, oh man, I found this guy's CD collection. And he had everything like out. He must have took years taking all of the jewel cases out, handwriting all the tracks he liked, typing little labels on there, categorizing everything. Spent years of his life. And what did it end up? It ended up going, well, I'll rip that CD and I'm going to throw it out. I'll rip that CD and I'll throw that out. Huh, what's this? I'm just going to throw that out. Or you'll see somebody's like photographs. All this stuff when you get all the mountain of garbage from dead people is fascinating. The stuff you look at every day. And you go, well, I'm going to use that someday. And then you just think about a little bit down the line, there's going to be some, why did this guy save all this string? What is all this string doing here? Hey, look at this. Look at this guy's string collection. Hey, I might want that string collection. You never know, I might do something with that someday. There's so much stuff. It is frightening. And what is really worth anything? You know, what are the key possessions you'd take, you know, in an emergency? You know, what would the kid, you know, and then everything else gets left behind. It's really fascinating, the stuff you look at. The electronic junk that I have, oh, that old microphone, I might use that old microphone someday. Yeah, it doesn't work. I know, I just can't throw it out. I might use it for something someday. And you end up with a house full of garbage. When do you really actually start to say, I'm never going to use this. I might as well throw it in the trash now. Give it a head start to, you know, compost, you know. Lots of stuff. And we buy so much stuff. And that's the only reason why we're super consumers. That's the thing, man. That's what we're number one at. We are number one in consumption. You know, we got that down good. We consume like crazy. Why? It's that dopamine rush. It's just us being, it's just the dark side of human beings that have just been fed in and over in the bad, you know, bad habits. I got them. You got them. Everybody's got them. Let's go get them. Tastes good with the money, though. In your brain, RCT.
takes. Laving on the right side of surprises. And a big mushroom cloud of the middle classes. Leaves a beautiful shape for you to project your fears onto.
Get my crown. Go. Just give us a more. Go! Come on, let's rock!
know, Miss Hathaway, I would like to sing, too.
You, Chief?
Yes. And I want you to join me.
Me, Chief?
Yes. I'm going to sing a song of love.
Love? Oh, you mean platonic love, not real love.
This is real love. Just get over to that piano.
Oh, splendid.
Oh, I'm in love. Yes, I'm in love with money.
Oh, Chief. The greatest thing on earth is love.
Of money.
Oh, come.
How serene that lovely green of legal tenderness.
Nothing acts like or attracts like.
It buys happiness.
Oh, well.
You know, Miss Hathaway, I have a question I've so long wanted to ask.
Yes, Chief.
Is the money really greener in the other fellow's bank?
Certainly not. I've made a thorough investigation of the matter. It only seems greener.
Oh, thank you.
Not at all. In fact, our bank has so much cash in it.
Oh, and look at it. I'm passionate. That's money.
You mean Clampett money. What if the Clampetts ever drew it out?
Miss Hathaway!
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost my head. I swear I'd cry a little.
A little? I know I'd die, not a little.
The greatest thing on earth is love of money.
We thank our lucky stars. We bank our lucky stars on money. I treasure each account with loving care.
Oh, he does. I guess my deep inside us
there's a touch of all King Midas.
Hail to the king!
Thank you.
Not at all.
The greatest thing on earth is love of money.
Jed, ain't you lucky to have friends who take such interest in your money?
My doggy granny, you're right.
There you go. From the Beverly Hillbillies soundtrack is a great, funny record. None of that music was ever on the TV show. They just did this, like, actually, this record for money. Raymond Bailey as Milton Drysdale and the fabulous Nancy Culp as Jane Hathaway. And, of course, the rest of the Beverly Hillbillies. The Love of Money. That's a real fun record. We got I Got Money. James Brown. Before that, A Man with Money by A Wild Uncertainty. And Money Rock and Roll by John Spencer. Blues Explosion. The set started off with a Fat White Family with Taste Good with the Money. Zombo right here. And you know, I got a half hour to go. I still have 3 hours of money songs. So we're going to continue this next week. I got some requests I haven't gotten to. And, you know, this subject is very fun. It is very fun, very poignant, and just very, very fascinating to take apart and look at just how our brain works with money and finance and survival. It is very, very fascinating to actually see this and actually kind of take it apart and look at it and have some fun with it. So we're going to do money next week, too. Money part two, top of the pyramid. Then we're going to get into work and slavery and farming. That can wait another week. Right now, let's wallow in the money. Right, Top Dog? That's right. I'll have Top Dog in the studio with me next week. He's going to have big sacks of money for me to sit on, which is very comfortable. Very comfortable. I do like that plenty. And tonight it's going to be fun. It's a Polkamaniacs weekend. Really nice. It's festival season, and my favorite band in the world is playing. Polkamaniacs 4. The four-piece Polkamaniacs are going to be playing. And if you've never seen the band before, then you've never seen it. Then it's that simple. We're playing the Red Fish Bowl Art Bus in front of Burgers tonight. That'll be a lot of fun. And then tomorrow, the full band, Polkamaniacs, are going to be playing a gangbuster set in Gap Park across the street from Attic Records. So that's all. It's all free. The Millvale Music Festival. I'd like to thank those guys for doing this, man. I used to put on festivals. It just was way too much work. And I lost money. I don't know. That's the thing. It's the things I do, I make a few bucks at, you know, but it, you know, like I'm saying, if it wasn't for this radio show, I would not have the big sacks of money that I can attest to today. You know, what can I tell you? It is a thing. Entertainment, like I'm saying, entertainers always get a lot of money. Always like, oh, how much does this guy get for this movie? Oh, he got $17 billion for that movie. Really, all he do was pretend to get exploded and fly around on the water. Yeah, I know. That's what he did. Wow. How does that guy make so much more money than somebody that actually does work for a living? I never understood how the whole idea of, like, you know, actors and this and that got levitated to the point of, like, where it's almost like they call them like stars, you know, very, very demigod-like, you know. It is really bizarre how humans work, isn't it? It is fascinating. You know, nobody cares about the people that actually hold up the pyramid, you know, the people that actually do all the work, you know. You know, it's something else, you know. It really, and the sad thing is, it's paid, the inverse is, how did that happen, you know? Like someone goes, man, that guy's really a great plumber. Yeah, really great plumber. Let's go check him out. Where's he going? Oh, he's going to be plumbing at this address. Let's take him. Wow, look at that guy. I never knew you could use those shark bites like that. This guy's amazing. Look how fast he got that plumbing job done. Yay! And he gets a round of applause. He did a day's, good day's work. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Who cares? I'm rambling. Rambling Z. Don't forget, whatever. You're going to forget, so forget it. Here's one of the most amazing, intense bands that ever was. The Marauders, Los Marauders, like my friend Gary for turning me on to this band. Man, I didn't even know about it. That's the thing about you guys saying, hey, you should check this out. I'm always learning stuff. You turned me on to Los Marauders. Talk about money, RCT. Nice and scratchy.
One, two, three. Everybody knows how to kiss and tell. My wish came true by the wish of well. Everybody wants to know what's in. How to feel, that's fine, geez, if I feel. Everybody wants to know where we stand. No money for the wet bed. Talk about money. Talk about money. Talk about money. You'll never get it all. People all talk about windmills. How you talk about baby? For a spell. I said more, less, less is more. Let her know what's in store. Comes to money, my baby spends it faster than her friend. Talk about money. Talk about money. Talk about money. You'll never get it all. But she's got everything she needs. But that ain't never stopped the girl from asking more of me. Beautiful eyes. She's got a damn look this smile. Well, I gotta say, I'm dancing in the streets. Guess everybody knows that she's in love with me. Got no money, yeah, don't you know? But my lady's good to go. Bought a dress that's been skill. Price so high, I probably will. Think that lady is so refined. Do it every single night. Talk about money. Talk about money. Talk about money. You'll never get enough. Well, I gotta say, what's on my mind? Oh, that's please, no juggle. See, your gal is barely fair.
like the cool fire of the branding iron. You don't need a monkey wrench to make a flower unfold. You don't need money much, so I've been told. You know you don't need money, you don't need money, you don't need money's love. You don't.
You Don't Need Money by Tree the Right, featuring Mark Sandman. Amazing dude. Also was in Morphine, which was before that. Murder for Money. Also, we heard in that last set, The Flaming Stars with Blood Money. Sisters of Mercy with Blood Money. And what else do we do? Oh, Cherry Wayne, their amazing keyboard player from the 1950s, doing her version of Money. And Wildman Fisher, It's a Money World. And we started off with Los Marauders. All right, last tune is a request for Mark, a rock and roll thing. Savoy Brown, Money Can't Save Your Soul. So let's do Money next week. I Remain in Your Brain, RCT. Stormy, what up next?
Leaves you on the side. and the money falls away. You'll come running back, baby. Believe what I say. Money can't save your soul. Thank you.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh, and this next 2 hours is the Stormy Weather. You just heard Milky by Prom, and yeah.